attention. You might just learn something. This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
I've told you for quite some time that these words like unprecedented should be relieved from our dictionary. We'll talk about that in just a moment because we're going to talk about climate impact here in a moment. But first, we're going to talk to our good friend, Jeffrey Ford, the Vita Guild's 2018 Genius of the Year, World Genius Directory, 2016 Genius of the Year. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Happy to be back.
We're going to talk about climate changing and so forth here after... right after you, and I think that's something that the kids should be taught about the truth about science and so forth. But, you know, kids these days, I don't know what they're taught in schools, Jeffrey, and it concerns me greatly, and it makes me wonder if people are better off homeschooling. And I look at our topic today we're going to talk about. It just seems to me that kids would be better served by homeschooling oftentimes than some of the things they get in the public school. Do you think I'm right or wrong?
I think to a large extent that you're correct, because schooling now is more indoctrination than it is education, and you need to be able to control what thoughts help to shape who your child is going to become.
I think that's extremely important. I think it's time to take our children aside and say, you know, what you were taught at school maybe isn't exactly what I believe, and here's why. And we do that all the time with our kids. We say, well, you might have been told this, but let's take a look at what we believe the truth is, and here's something to back it up. And that's always the thing. So you think there's a way that we can make, I don't know, little geniuses, I suppose, one day at a time?
Absolutely. Before I say anything about that, I'd like to also caution parents that a lot of what the science children are learning in schools, it's not even science. It's make-believe. So you really have to watch out for that. But in terms of helping your child to become a little genius, that doesn't mean that your child has to know everything about a certain subject. Genius is simply knowing much more or being able to create at a higher level than the vast majority of the other children and then later on adults around them. And there's all types of geniuses. A lot of people equate genius with science or with math, but there's culinary geniuses, mechanical geniuses, artistic geniuses, and yes, science and math as well. What you want to do to help your child become a genius is to see what is their special interest, what do they feel really passionate about, and then day by day, teach them a little something new. You can do that with books. Have them, if you only read, let's say, 10 pages a day, right? Over a course of a month, you've read a 300-page book.
That's correct.
Yeah. And over time, it's kind of like, do you remember in the third or fourth grade, it doesn't feel like you're learning anything because every day is just kind of like the day before. But at the end of the year, you look back and wow, a whole different, you know, intelligence is inside your head. If you do that with one interest, over time, you'll exponentially know more than what most people will about that subject, and you'll earn the respect of the other children and the adults around you. It might even pay off in a career.
Now, one of the things that I've done, kind of because it's what I like, but I like maps. Always have liked maps. I've been drawn to maps. It just is something that I like. And for that reason, around my home, there are different maps around. Maps of Michigan, maps of the United States, maps of the world. And I think the children benefit from that. I stood there not long ago with my daughter, and she said, where's this country? Where's that country? And we pointed some different things out and pointed different things out on the map. And so if you create an environment around your little person, whether it's a child or a grandchild or a friend down the street or whatever it may be, whether it's maps or other things that are out that draw their attention and spark their imagination, you can help create an environment that stimulates learning. Do you think that's right?
Absolutely. Your idea about maps is really important because it shows how things change over time as well. When I was younger, they didn't teach us that fact. And you'd look at a map, and then you'd go, well, this map is a little bit different now than what it used to be. And you had to teach that to yourself. What they need to do is teach why the maps change over time. The topography is going to be the same, but the names of the countries change because of political causes. Now, creating a culture of excellence begins in the home. And truly being intelligent, you can't control the culture that, to a large extent, that your school has or your neighborhood or that they might see when they go to a friend's house. But you can totally control it in your own home. Have the music, have the TV shows, have the internet choices. Be in line with the values that you have that you know will help your child to become who they're destined to become as they get older. Another aspect of culture in the home is how we model our behavior with our child. Be who you want your child to become, and they'll respect you for it.
Well, there's good that's good advice right there. There's no question. They'll respect you for it. You have to create a respect for your child, which is something else that is learned in the home, I believe. Respect and lack of respect, and that's basic. You know, that's the basic fundamentals of blocking and tackling that I think a lot of kids are missing, because you see a lot of kids that are not well-versed in, you know, holding the door or being polite. Some are. Many aren't. If I hadn't held the door or said please and thank you, I'd have got swatted. And deservedly so, Jeffrey. I'd have gotten, you know, my grandmother would have smacked me on the hand and said, you say thank you. And she would have gotten my attention. And out of respect for my grandmother, I would have done it. I still do it to this day. I'll give you the last word.
My father is a police officer, and he went on to become the director of the Information Resource Center for the Michigan Department of Education, but that police officer always remained inside of him. He is a strong, tough man. I didn't like it when I was younger, but I love him like crazy now that I'm older because he helped to make me who I am. Discipline and respect is very, very important for us all.
All right, there you have it. Jeffrey Ford, the smartest guy in the world, telling you how you can have little geniuses at home. Greatly appreciated, Jeffrey, as always, my friend.
Take easy, and thank you very much.
There you have it. Jeffrey Ford, everybody. Become a good friend of the program. He certainly has. 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.